You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're joined by Mr. Benjamin Gungard, founder of Customer Sense, an independent high-end e-commerce consultancy which helps companies build and optimize their e-commerce web stores. Mr. Gungard, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much. I'm really glad to join you.
And we're certainly excited to have you with us, and I'm sure you can offer a wealth of information here on the show. So tell us, for starters, why is mobile e-commerce important for businesses?
It's a really interesting question, because what has happened throughout the last year is that the number of searches from smartphones actually has surpassed the number of searches from desktop. So mobile e-commerce has become really important because more and more people start their search from the smartphone. Another thing is that actually, so when you start searching from the smartphone, what we see is that about 80% of all Americans actually use the smartphone also to find out, buy locally. So it's not only just pure e-commerce, but it's actually a really, really important online lead channel. So approximately worldwide, you see that 40% of all global e-commerce comes directly from the phone. But if you look at it from the top, actually the desktop has been like outcompeted by the smartphone in terms of where you get the most leads from.
With all that being said, Benjamin, what is most important when building a mobile e-commerce store?
The most and absolute important thing is to adapt the design and the features specifically to the smartphone. I see a lot of websites where you just try to like match the desktop sign into the small interface, and that doesn't really work that well. The second most important thing is actually once you've done that, to optimize navigation and the filters. They certainly should be constructed in a more easy-to-use way. And a lot of people, from my research, I see they do a lot of search, navigation, filtering. So filtering is even more important on the smartphone than it is on desktop solutions. So when you look at that, what you really have to focus on next is to see, how do we then help people find things? How do we help them search easily? That being helping them correct typos and finding products and match what they're searching for, all the things you can do to improve your search engine, then becomes more and more important as you move along with the smartphone shopping experience. The next thing I would like to stress out actually is that about 70% leave the shopping cart on the smartphone. It's a really high number. And people do that because they first of all compare the prices for delivery. But secondly, what they do is a thing that a lot of people don't think about. They actually leave the shopping cart just because they aren't ready to buy. So it's very simple, actually. So what you can do there, it's a really good trick. If they've implemented that on Amazon, they have this save for later feature, so that people who leave the shopping cart just don't either delete things or forget about them, but they can save things in the shopping cart for later and then come back and buy it either directly from the smartphone or from a tablet or a desktop solution.
Certainly some solid information there. And talking about smartphone shopping experiences, how is the smartphone shopping experience different from the desktop experience?
I think, first of all, Eric, we have to look at that smartphone has become more or less an extended part of our brain and our social life. And we actually check the smartphone 80 to 100 times a day. So we have it on us at all times. We check it all the time. So the shopping experience is just not only online. It's also that we use the smartphone to check for what to buy locally. And I think this is very interesting for the shop owners that up to about 80% of all people actually rely on the smartphone to find a local store to buy in. So again, as we mentioned earlier, it's very, very good lead channel. Also, another thing which is really interesting is that, so when you have the smartphone all year at all time, about 30% of all Americans actually use a smartphone to compare prices when they're in store, physically in a store. So it's not only just an online shopping experience, it's actually a device we carry around all the time, and we use it to investigate, search, and compare prices. I think those are the major and key differences.
Today we are joined by Mr. Benjamin Goomgarn, the founder of Customer Sense, an independent high-end e-commerce consultancy, which helps companies build and optimize their e-commerce web stores here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Benjamin, what are the top 10 mobile conversion killers? Like to hear your take on that.
Very good question, Eric. I think the first one that people should focus on is a lot of stores aren't optimized for the smartphone, so they don't use what is called a responsive or an adaptive web design. That makes people leave it. If the store is not optimized for small fingers, I call it the fat finger syndrome, people just simply can't use it, and that's actually the most important one. So secondly, speed matters a lot when it comes to mobile, and you will see that directly on your conversion rate. So about if 50% experience a website that takes more than 3 seconds to load, you just leave it, simple and plain. So speed matters a lot. And, you know, I've done a lot of research the last couple of years. I've analyzed Amazon, eBay, all the big ones. And the third one is that it's just simply too complicated to navigate the store. The web stores don't adjust this navigation to the small and simple interface, so people just leave it if it's too complicated. The fourth one I think is really interesting to look at is that if you look at spell checking, so about 10 to 15% of all searches are based on typos. And as people tend to search more from the mobile when they carry out e-commerce shopping, poor search engines just really make you go in vain. And follow up on that, so when you've got the search result, either from navigating to a product or searching for a product, it's really difficult to filter. So you may have a really large search result. If you search for furniture in Amazon, you get more than 5 million search results. So if you can't filter those, it's very difficult to find a product easily. And the number six, I think, is the one we also talked a little bit about earlier, that people aren't necessarily ready to buy from the smartphone. So you should allow them to save a product for later. And this is a really good feature that will help you kind of like get some stickiness to your website, make people come back to it. And number seven I've lined up is that you should really have a guest checkout in your e-commerce store. If you force people to check out, just on that page where you ask them to register, you would lose about 30 to 50% of your clients. So really, give the customers a good first experience with by offering this guest checkout. And that also kind of like follows along with number eight, that many, many checkout flows online on the smartphone is just simply too complicated to go through. And many companies are very ambitious about asking too many information from users, and it just takes a lot of time, you know, to enter information on the smartphone. And I think number 9 and 10 I recommend are for more a bit higher end. So when you complete 1 to 8, what you really should do is user test your website. So you should invite customers in to really test your website and give them some real-life scenario tasks, and you actually might find up to, you know, 30 to 50 errors during that. So a lot of money or a lot of hidden treasures in carrying out a user test. And the last number 10, is that then when you are a master in 1 to 9, what you then can do is you can personalize the shopping experience. So there are technologies today that can send personalized emails or recommendations, online recommendations. When you log into your account, you get recommendations and stuff like that. So this is my top 10, absolute top 10 list of what not to do and then how to fix it.
Good stuff there. Tremendous information. Lastly, how can e-commerce companies boost their sales? Who wouldn't want to know how to do that?
Certainly. Well, the first thing I think people should look at, what is the value proposition? Why should I shop in your store? A lot of people forget that. So they don't mention, they just have the logo and you can buy this and that. But why should I do it? Is it cheaper? Is it faster? Is it free delivery? What is really, you have to be really, really quickly at telling people what your value proposition is. Today, the facts are actually that in 50 milliseconds, people decide whether they like your store or not. So you really, really have to be quick and, you know, direct about communicating value proposition. I think secondly, all the listeners, what they could do and where they should actually maybe start is to like I mentioned earlier, to use to test the web store. So you can actually, just by asking 5 people to test your site, you can actually locate about 85% of all your spelling mistakes based on those scenarios you're testing. So if you're listening to this, you might look up what is called the Think Out Loud Usability Testing. And the good thing is that you can do it yourself, actually. So very good, very inexpensive way of starting to optimize your e-commerce store. Because you will find about 30 to 50% mistakes by doing this. And 4 to 5 of those can be business critical. So meaning that you will for sure lose clients based on some errors. I think those are the very most important ones. Then once you fix that, what you should then focus on is the combination of navigation and search. So when you look at the mobile shopping experience, especially on the smartphone, this is really scary actually, because about 30%, they don't find products in store even though they're there, even though they are available and in stock. That's really scary. And that's just simply based on a poor navigation and search structure. So once that optimized, then you can focus on optimizing the shopping cart and carrying out a super smooth checkout flow with the guest checkout, and then be a superstar with the personalization features.
Well, Benjamin, really great information shared here today for the audience, and I'm sure they're very thankful for your knowledge and wisdom shared here today in all regards. Where can listeners get further details on your consultancy, Customer Sense, and also be in touch?
Certainly, they can enter customersense.com, or they can go to smartphoneecommerce.com if they want to check out my latest book. They can actually download a chapter free of charge. So they can get some free info there, and I'm not asking for anything. They can just go ahead and enjoy it and hopefully get some good tips. And I would say a lot of the things I've described today also will be in that free download. So, yeah, that will be my advice.
Well, Benjamin, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Benjamin Gungard, the founder of Customer Sense, an independent high-end e-commerce consultancy which helps companies build and optimize their e-commerce web stores. And for further details, visit CustomerSense.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.